Hey, this is the Budman, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Welcome, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So we've got a lot of great stuff going on the show today, as always, and going over the stats in regards to what's happening out there. And basically, when I was looking at the stats this week, I was looking at the whole month, as well as looking at the stats for just this week, which is what we usually talk about. And basically, what it comes down to it is that it's about 25 days on the market on average of what houses are selling. And a lot of them sell a lot faster, but 25 days on the market is what they are. There is only a little bit less than 1 month supply of all inventory that's out there. So it's definitely really a hot market. And when you're looking at it, you're thinking, oh, are less houses actually selling? And that's why the inventory is low. And no, it's quite the opposite. There are more houses selling this year than there were last year. And so that just shows you that the demand is there and all of those kinds of things. And we're going to be talking about what the predictions are for the future and everything as well as we go on with the show and all of those kinds of things. So basically, getting started, last week there were 548 houses that sold. And again, we're talking about Orange, Osceola, Lake, and Seminole counties all together. There were 93 between $250,000 and less. 62 between 250 and 300, 180 between 3 and 400, 92 between 4 and 500, and then there are 100 houses that were between 500 and a million, and 21 over a million. So, you know, we're kind of, when you get up to a million, it gets, there's a little bit more negotiating room, but there are plenty of opportunities in all price ranges, what is what the good news is that I want everybody to know today. So under 250, the average list price was $187,995, and the average sale price was $181,754. So they actually are going about 6,000 under asking. So that's roughly, you know, maybe 1.5-2% or so under asking that's happening right there. Between 250 and 300, the list and average and sale price are only off $4, so they're selling pretty much right at asking price. Between 300 and 400, which is where the bulk of them are, 180 houses in that price range, you know, the list price was $348,760 and the sale price was $350,467. So it was $1,700 over asking. So as always, I'm always like, you know, when it comes down to it and you're looking at it, do you want to make an offer that's over the asking price? And when you're looking at it in that price range, it's just a little bit over. It's not like you have to go thousands and thousands of dollars over. $1,700 is all it was that was over asking price. Then if you're looking between $400 and $500, there were the 92 houses like I talked about, and they sold under asking $3,691. So the list price was $446,316, and they sold at $442,625. So again, not even 1% under asking, but just about. And then the same thing between 500 and a million, the list price on average was 646 and they sold 4,000 under asking. So under 1% off of the asking price in that price range. And then over a million, obviously, you've got a little bit more room there. The average list price was 1.738 and the average sale price was 1.66. So that gave you about 77,000 or so under asking price. So in over a million, there is still quite a bit of room and everything to go there. When we're looking at the median price for a single family home in the Orlando area, it's $360,900. And so, you know, that's where we're at in regards to that. And inventory is now at 2649 for the houses. And like I said, there were 548 that sold that week. And obviously, we always talk about that the last week of the month has got a lot more. And so this is just one of those in-between weeks. So If you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So looking at the condos, again, there were 548 houses that sold, but condos, 143 of them. And the lion's share of those homes or those condos are under 250,000, 78 of the 143. Then between 250 and 300, there were 29. Between 3 and 400, there were 24. Between 4 and 5, 11, and only one 500 to a million and nothing over a million when it comes to condos. So if you're, you know, like I said, the single family homes under 250, their average was sale was 181,754, whereas under 250 in the condos, it was 174,9. And they went also a little bit under asking price, but just about 1%, $1,980 is what it was. So just a little bit over 1% under asking. Then between 250 and 3, they were actually over asking by $777, if you can believe that. And then 3 to 4, they were under asking again by $3,300. Between 4 and 5, it was under asking by $4,100. And there is an inventory of about 938. And the median price of condos is $235,000. So if you're at a little bit of a lower price point, that might be something that you're looking for. And that just gives you an idea in regards to what's going up, going on and everything right there. The overall in the whole market and everything for the month, when you're looking at a whole month, basically I was looking at the last 6 months to kind of get a good idea in regards to what's going on. And the amount of the sale to list price is on average at 99%. And so I thought, well, you know, let me look at my stats because it's about time to update those and that kind of thing too. So we went ahead and we looked at our stats and we actually are selling at 106.7 above asking. So we're actually, or 106.6, I think it was. So we're 7.6% above ask, above the other, the average realtor in regards to what their houses that they put on the market or condos or whatever they are sell. So, you know, so that means on an average house of $360,000, we put almost $25,000 more in your pocket as a result of working with us than another realtor. And like I said, the average days on the market is 25. Over the last 6 months, it averaged it out to about 26 or so. But our average days on the market is 11. And I know you guys have talked, if you've heard me before, I always say that, you know, when we do put a property on the market, my thought process is not to put it under contract the first day if you want to get top dollar. I mean, if you want to put it on the market and get an offer right away, you know, we can do that and we can get you, you know, moving and not have a lot of people doing it and also get you cash offers and all that kind of stuff right away that you don't have to be going through the showings. But if you are willing to go through the showings, then you're going to get a lot more money for your property, in my opinion, in the way that we market it and what we do. And it's not a long time. Like I said, our average days on the market is 11. So it's not necessarily, you know, necessarily that it's a long time that it's going to take you to do that, but just a little bit of time. And as a result of that, you're going to get a lot more money. For example, you know, I put a house on the market a few days, you know, last week. I've got some other ones that are going on now, but I put one on last week and we had it on a total of like 8 days before we kind of cut it off. Now, in those 8 days, we got a total of 15 offers and they were went up to 10% over asking, whereas we did have offers on that first day at asking price, and so we could have done that, but we would have missed out on that 10%. So it really comes down to really knowing what you're doing and what your goals are and all that kind of stuff. So if you want to just get it done like write that, like a snap of a finger, we can help you with that. But if you want to get top dollar, then it might take a little bit longer. But in order to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So I ran into something, you know, I get questions all the time of what's going to happen in the future and what's going on. And so there are reasons to be optimistic about the 2022 housing market. And I'm going to go through those and everything right now. So it just gives everybody a little bit of insight in regards to what's going on. So there has been record sales and transaction volume and all that kind of stuff in the last few years, last couple of years. And so everybody thinks it's going to, you know, like change and everything. And it is going to change just because everything always changes. You can't count on it always being the same for sure. It's either going to head up or it's going to head down or whatever. But one of the things is that they do not expect a housing crash on the horizon in any way, shape, or form. And I've kind of been saying this, you know, for a few weeks and everything. So there's worries about that because of the prices and everything that's out there. But you have to understand that there is no risky subprime lending going on out there. And that we don't have an oversupply of homes. So basically what it comes down to is that people that are in trouble and those kinds of things, you know, with their homes, that they're not able to, you know, keep it or pay for it or whatever, there are still property there, they can sell it and make a profit more 9 times out of 10. Basically, you know, some people in this forbearance, they might be a little bit tighter than others. And the reason for that is because, you know, if you haven't been paying your mortgage payment for a year, then all of those payments are going to add up and they're going to eat up, you know, whatever gain you might have had or some of the gain that you had. But basically, it doesn't look like there's that many of them out there when it's spread out across the country. And most people are going to be able to sell it and walk away with some money. So that's a good news for everybody that we don't see any kind of a crash on the horizon. The next thing is that mortgage rate hikes are going to be manageable, we believe. They always go up and down. You know, I think that, you know, this week they're up a little bit above 3, but they're just still hovering kind of around the 3s. Sometimes they go under 3 to 2.9 or 2.7 or something like that. But they're just kind of hovering around that 3 right now. And what they're looking on that the Federal Reserve possibly will be raising the rates up to 3.7. So they're still saying even if they raise them, they're just going to raise them still below 4%. I mean, it will make a difference, obviously, but it won't be too much of a difference. So the rock bottom rates of 2020, but I remember several years ago that when I first started doing the show, which I think is 7 years ago, something like that, is that that people have been telling me since that point in time that the rates are going to go up and they're going to go up significantly. And I think at that point they were probably at about 4 and everybody was like, oh my gosh, you know, they're not going to be able to stay here, but they've stayed here quite a while. And at this point in time, they're still very nice and very good at that 3% or so. And they're saying, like I said, that the most that they're expecting them to go up is probably about 3.7. And, you know, if you take the mortgage rate into account, because the mortgage rate lowers the monthly payment and a lot of people buy their houses, obviously, on the monthly payment. So you want to make sure that that's going on, too. Now, this one is interesting, and I hadn't heard this one, that it said first-time buyers may get some help. So financially secure buyers are going to be able to navigate rising home prices and mortgages because they're going to be able to sell their house at a higher value and then, you know, move on to the next one and that kind of thing. But first-time buyers will have a harder time because they have lower incomes and struggle with having a sizable down payment. So basically, lawmakers are taking legislative measures to bolster down payments. So this is the first I've heard of that, but there apparently is some legislation going on out there that they're looking at potentially kind of spotting first-time buyers some money. So we'll see if that happens. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold, guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So I was talking about that there might be some legislation to help first-time buyers with their down payment. Now, there are programs, have been programs, still are programs and everything out there for first-time buyers. And basically, you know, what they do is that there are some programs that they have loans that you can get for that help with your closing costs and your down payments. And what they do is they are, you know, some of them are loans that are put onto the property, but there are no payments on those loans until your first mortgage is paid or you sell the property. In effect, they don't have any interest or anything. And so it ends up being, you know, kind of free money to borrow, and you just have to pay it back when you sell the home. So that's kind of a good deal. And then there are other programs out there that the longer you live in the home, the less you have to pay back. And so many of them are, if you're in the home for 5 years or more, that loan disappears. So those first-time buyers already have some of those options out there. And like I tell people, and I was talking to somebody a few days ago, that basically a lot of times when it comes to you having to purchase a home or whatever, you know, when with the money that you need to come out with, because they have an FHA loan is 3.5% down, and then you've got another little bit of closing costs and that kind of stuff. And conventional first-time buyer loans are as low as 3%. And so when you're looking at it, there and the amount of money that you need to have, basically, if you had to have rent, down payment, and a security deposit, you know, a security deposit and first and last month's rent, you're going to have as much money as you would need to actually purchase a home. And so we always tell people to look at it, because there might be something there that they would want to purchase as opposed to rent, and then they would be able to, you know, move on. And like I talked about a few weeks ago, there are rent-to-own programs, but those rent-to-own programs, you know, they do cost money because they're in business to make money. So, you know, you can get market rent and all of those kinds of things, but you would lock, you know, they have an increase in the rent if you don't buy the home by a certain time and all of those kinds of things. Obviously, you know, you have a year lease, but then the second year it goes up is what basically the bottom line is. But it works for some people. If you need it, if you're in a situation that you can't purchase quite yet, you can actually move into the home that you're going to purchase and then purchase it within the next 3 or 5 years, depending on what company that you go with that does that. Okay. Another thing that they're saying is that there is an inventory boost coming, and that's as a result of the mortgage forbearance. 500,000 homeowners are facing the reality of losing their homes. However, unlike 2008, the homeowners have the option of selling their home rather than going in foreclosure. So that's actually, you know, really good news. So that's not going to hurt the housing market and everything too. So they're going to be able to sell at market rate. You know, when we had the big 2007, 2008, and a lot of people lost their homes and the market was tanking and it was going down, 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 basically until mid-2010 is when it stopped going down. Everybody that was selling, a lot of people that were selling were upside down. So the market was that foreclosure short sale market. And as the foreclosure is where the bank-owned homes, and then the short sales were the ones where they didn't have the money to come to the table and were trying to sell them before they went to foreclosure. And so right now, when you're looking at the number of foreclosures and short sales and all that kind of stuff out there, they're pretty much slim to none, because people, the market prices are high. People do have equity and they're able to move on and all of that kind of stuff. So the last thing in here is about inflation, and I'm running out of time for this segment, so I'll pick that up on the other side. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555. You can find us online at Central Florida Real Estate Radio, and we will see you in a couple minutes. Have a great day.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically, I was going over and in the middle of five reasons to be optimistic about the 2022 housing market. And we were talking about that there isn't a housing crash on the horizon. Mortgage rates are going to be manageable. They may go up a little bit, but not too much. First-time buyers may get some help with down payment assistance that already exists. There might be inventory coming on board because of the forbearance with the 500,000 homeowners, you know, have to resolve those issues. And if you are in that situation, as we have talked about before, probably not recently, but forbearance when you, because when the pandemic started and everything, you negotiated with your lender that you didn't have to make the payments. And so there are several things that they can do. My suggestion is you definitely talk to your lender and find out what your options are. Some people, sometimes they'll let you refinance. Some of them, they want you to pay all the money right now, which is not fun. And then the other thing that you can do is actually some of them will allow you to tack them on the end of the loan as additional payments then, or just add it to the value or something like that. So those payments that were missed still had to be made up, obviously, but there's different ways of doing it. So if you're working and you can refinance, that might be the easiest way to do it, or tack them on to the end. So there are different ways of doing it. So my suggestion is you definitely call your lender and you talk to them and find out what the scoop is. But so that was where there might be more properties coming on the market. And, you know, and then and it's been in the news, you know, about Zillow stopping their iBuyer, which means they were buying houses for cash. There's still companies out there that are doing that. But, you know, what the Zillow offers is no longer in existence at this point in time. And so everybody's like, oh, they've got a lot of houses. Well, they've got a lot of houses nationwide. There's a lot of articles of what they're going to do. And obviously nobody knows for sure. But one of the things is that they're talking about that they'll sell them to some companies that have a lot of rental houses. And so they will rent them out and buy them that way. And so if they do that, then that would have zero effect on the market, because, you know, that they wouldn't be available, you know, to the general public and all of that kind of thing. You know, and there are, I heard 27,000 or somewhere in that number, you know, that are on that they owned. And so those will be are nationwide. That's not, you know, locally or anything like that. So the number of houses that are out there are probably not enough that are going to make a dent in our market anyway. And if we got more inventory, we would all welcome that, quite honestly. But then the other thing, that the fifth thing on here is don't worry too much about inflation. And basically, it could throw a few wrenches in it. And that's something that's obviously on everybody's radar today, is what's going on with inflation and everything there. And, you know, the thing is that appliances, refrigerators, and dishwashers are expensive. But real estate is still a fairly safe bet. And if we have inflation, should we buy real estate? And when they look at a decade-by-decade relationship between inflation and consumer prices, in the 70s was one of the times where inflation was the worst of recent years in history and that kind of thing. Inflation was at 7.1%, and home prices, they rose 9.9% in that same time. So they beat inflation. And that traditionally has been what's happened when they look over decade. You see that home values are generally a good hedge against inflation. So those are all things that that add into it that look like that what's coming up for 2022 is a good year for real estate. So we don't anticipate, you know, having any problems and all of those kinds of things, which, you know, just make it so that buyers and sellers can find the house that they want, that they get the house that they want, that they have the payment that they want, and or that they pay for what they want to. But basically that you have what you need, and that's what makes a win-win situation for everybody. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So I also found, you know, modern technology and everything like that. What makes a home a smart home? And, you know, the bottom line is, which is really interesting to me, is that if it has internet and at least three smart items, then that would be considered a smart home. So 33% of the U.S. homes today are considered a smart home. So just having a few devices in specific categories, such as lighting, security cameras, appliances, qualifies a house to be a smart home. So if you've got them, then that's basically what your house is considered a smart home. And basically, when you're looking at it, they look that 54% will be smart homes by 2023. And 26% of baby boomers have smart technology, 49% of Generation Xers, and 77% of the millennials. So the popular smart home products are lighting systems, carbon monoxide detectors, digital thermostats, and all of those kinds of things, just the ease of use. And, you know, but they can be used by seniors and those with disabilities to assist in day-to-day activities. Some devices help users remember to eat or take medication. They allow family or caregivers to interact remotely or send notifications in case of a fall or injury. They can even offer voice-activated assistance with curtains or shades or visual assistance. So while smart home technologies and advancements provide a number of convenience, there's also concerns and risks. As in anything, some of them come with a default password, and if that password isn't changed, you have hackers having access. And some are somebody, you know, we always think today that somebody's listening or recording, and obviously that could be, but smart home technologies impart security, convenience, energy efficiency, a cost saving and comfort, and there are some risks. The positives definitely overwhelmingly outweigh the negatives. So having a smart home is not a bad thing, is basically what we're trying to say. And, you know, quite a few people already have it. Over 33% already have it. And like I said, 54 by 2023. So that is not a small number by any stretch of the imagination. So the free report that we have today, you might think is not needed because the market is so hot. But there are houses that don't sell. And so we have this free report out there that's called How to Sell a House That Didn't Sell. And if you'd like to get this report, all you have to do is call 833-535-8081, extension 1012. You don't have to talk to anybody. Just leave us your email address or your address, and we're happy to get it out to you. So again, that's 833-535-8081, extension 1012. And it's a lot of information. We're definitely not going to get to all of it, as always, but we just want to make sure that we're looking at, you know, what happened and why you didn't sell it and what you can do to make it happen. And the number one reason or the number one thing that enters into it is actually teamwork, because when you're getting your house sold. So you working with the team of people that you'd hired, like, for example, we have a lot of people that hire us to sell their home. And so we work as a team with them to make sure that the house is ready to sell, that we've got everything all lined up so that it's going to make sense and to everybody that buys it. And from the standpoint of that, when you have the showings, that it's, you know, not necessarily always convenient, but as convenient as it can be. But we're all working together to get that happen. And so that's obviously the first thing that is really important when it comes down to it. So, you know, as a seller, you can boost the property's exposure because you can make sure that you've got a lockbox on it, that you allow showings at times that are convenient to the buyers and all of those kinds of things. So that's just the first thing that's on here. And in order to get in touch with us, all you have to do is call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So I was going over the free report that is how to sell a house that didn't sell. And in order to get this free report, you just dial 833-535-8081, extension 1012. You don't have to speak to anybody. Just leave your address or email address, and we'll get it right off to you. So again, that's 833-535-8081, extension 1012. So that's available. So basically, buyers are out there and they'll come. That's just one little section on here on this report. And it says, before you put your house back on the market, remember, effective communication is vital between you and your agent. You know, a crazy study that's out there has shown that 69% of the people will not go back to the same real estate agent that they used before. And part of the reason for that is poor communication is the number one reason. So we want to make sure that you definitely have great communication between you and your agent. Then you want to price your home accordingly in the market conditions, competition, and condition of your home. So, you know, if there's a ton of houses available, which obviously now there's not a whole lot that are available, less than a month's supply. So you want to make sure that you've got good, you know, that you know what the conditions, the competition, and the condition of your house and how it works. Number three is make sure your house is in showcase buyer-ready condition. And this can vary a little bit depending on, you know, what you're doing. I mean, obviously, you still live in the house and that kind of thing, so it's never going to be perfect. But basically, you know, just simple things like having the beds made and things off of the countertops and all of those kinds of things make a big difference when it comes to a buyer, whether they're going to choose your house above any others. And then the fourth one that says on here, have an innovative marketing plan firmly set in place. And we definitely do that. We have over 16 systems that we put into place once your house goes on the market and everything. So we want to make sure that you know, all of that stuff is done and ready and all of that kind of stuff. But basically, you know, like I said first, I mean, I just went through the first thing that came up is teamwork, working with people that want to do it. When it comes to pricing, the market sometimes with our sales anyway, with the marketing that we do, it's not about the marketing that we do. The pricing will tell us if we've kind of priced ourselves out of the market. For example, we've done studies, and if your house is priced at market value and you've got, you know, great pictures and you've marketed it to all the places that you need to and all that kind of stuff, you're going to get about 60% of the buyers in there. If you're 15% below market price, you're going to get about 95% of the buyers in there. But consequently, if you're 15% above market price when you price your home, you know, you're going to have only about 5% of the buyers that could buy your home that are even going to come and see it. And so pricing is really important, and you want to make sure that you're doing a good job on that. And, you know, that only comes with really looking at what has happened out there and what's going on and all of that kind of stuff. You know, in this market with everything going the way that it's going, we can push the envelope a little bit by just adding a little bit more when it comes to when you're pushing the envelope a little bit when you're coming to pricing, because pricing is going up. And like I said, that, you know, a house that we put on the market at what we all considered market value, and with our marketing and what we were able to do, we were able to get an additional 10% on that house. And so it basically comes down to, you know, really pricing it correctly and everything, so that you're going to create that auction type atmosphere, not just have that one person that comes in and beats you down and beats you down and all that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of things that you can do, but you know, your home needs to have the little squeaks and cracks. Cleanliness is obviously really important when it comes to that. And there's a lot of other things that are listed on this report on how to sell a house that didn't sell. So again, if you'd like it, all you have to do is call 833-535-8081 and extension 1012. Okay? And then I just wanted to let you know, if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio, WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically, what it comes down to then is that we do have our house of the week. And there is a house on the market right now, a couple of them actually. There's two units in there. They're four-bedroom, four-bath properties. They're actually short-term rental community, and so you have to have them short-term rental. They're both at 375. They have a private pool, three stories with elevator inside the property, very close to Disney, within probably 2 miles. I think it's actually within a mile of where they are, close to Disney. So these properties are fairly new and they're in great shape. It would be, you know, turnkey and everything like that. The HOA fee isn't too bad when you come to think about it, of all of the things that it includes. I believe it's in the 300s. And then there is another 150, you know, fee a month for using all the other activities and that kind of thing that come along with it. But it is something that it is a vacation home. There's a lot of opportunities and that kind of thing out there. So, you know, I was looking at some vacation homes last week for somebody. And, you know, when you're looking at just the average kind of property, the ROI on the vacation homes is not that great. But if you've got something special and something that's unique, 10% return on investment is definitely available. And so just depending on what you're looking for, but if you're just looking for a condo or you're looking for a three-bedroom, two-bath house that doesn't have anything, you know, special to it, you're going to have a lot harder time getting a good ROI. Now, it just depends on what you're looking for in that realm, because there's a lot of people that what they're looking for is that they just want to get like their taxes and their fees paid and all of that kind of stuff. And so then they have it for their family, so that they're not looking to make a lot of money on it. And so there's those opportunities too. But we do have some that we've identified that do have a pretty good ROI of about 10% or more, or somewhere in that range. So, you know, so it's not a bad deal. And if that's something that you're interested in, you know, please give us a call and let us know. Okay. So that those houses that I was telling you about, they're actually 375 with pools, three stories, the houses are, and elevators in them. So, you know, you can have your own private elevator when you're renting it out or when you're staying there yourself. Okay, just to finish up the show, I want to let everybody know that we are always looking for agents. And so there are definitely ways, if people want to get their career packet to see what we have to offer, you can go to guide2increase.com. And we, you know, kind of go through, you know, some of the things that we do. And there's a difference in agents and the services they provide and the income they earn. And the reason is tools, systems, and skills training. And so we have a lot of those things that are available for people. And actually, we have a real estate school too. So if you want to start from the very beginning and go to school and get your license and then have us teach you from the beginning, we're looking for sharp people that want to do that, because we're always growing, and I have a lot of people that we take care of, and we want to our most important thing that is important to us and important to me is definitely that people are subscribed to the same core values that we do, because if, you know, our values are all the same and we treat people the same, we're all going to have that great atmosphere and attitude and everything out there. And that's definitely, you know, what we want to contribute and have and all those kinds of things. So if you're interested, all you have to do is call 407-566-2555. And we're ending up the show as well. So if you'd like to get in touch with us about anything, you can call 407-566-2555, or you can find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we will see you next week. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. Bye-bye.